Friends are listening to Irish Radio Network USA on Monday, St. Patrick's Day. We will be broadcasting all day, from morning till night. And I would like to acknowledge the primary sponsorship of Tourism Ireland. And to that end, welcome Alison Metcalf, who is the Executive Vice President, USA and Canada, at Tourism Ireland. And Alison, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much, Adrian. Always great to be with you, and particularly as we are here on St. Patrick's Day.
Now, tell me, I'm sure a lot of people would like to know that you're competing against your own record of last year, a banner year, biggest and greatest influx of tourists to Ireland from North America. Is it reasonable to expect that this year will somehow match?
Absolutely, Adrian. As you've already said, we had a record year for Irish tourism from the US last year. We had 14% growth. So we actually welcomed 1 million Americans spending approximately $1 billion. So that was a fantastic year. But we're not happy to rest on our laurels. We're looking for about another 8% growth in 2014. So if we look at how we're shaping up to that end at this point, we seem to have got off to a good start, and the feedback from all of the major carriers, the airlines and the tour operators would suggest that that's a realistic target, but obviously we've got a long way to go at this point. So if anybody out there listening is thinking of traveling this year, this is the year to go. It's never been easier to get there. But I think we're in good shape, and I think when we look at how Ireland competes here in the US and Canada, we're competing against a number of other European destinations. The U.S. market to Europe increased. It grew by 1.5% last year, and we increased by 14%. So we gained significant market share. So we do expect to look to hold on to that share, but I would anticipate that the growth will be single digit, but certainly in the 8 or 9% range.
Well, that would be terrific. Now, when you have a banner year like last year, what is the expectation, say, of some repeat business or word of mouth, and how does that translate into your goals?
Well, obviously word of mouth, I mean, is very important. And the good thing is that when Americans and Canadians come back from Ireland, our visitor satisfaction survey show they've had a great time. So they've had fun. They've enjoyed their experience. And we, you know, certainly in our marketing, we encourage them to share those experiences. So we have, you know, fairly extensive digital marketing campaigns. We do a lot of social media activity. So obviously word of mouth is critical in getting people to spread the word and encourage their friends and relatives to travel again. But when we actually look at the number of repeat visitors, we only get about 22-23% of our visitors each year are repeaters. So every year we start with an empty glass, and we have to sort of build up that million plus visitors. So we're looking, if we start with 23% of the glass full, we still have, another 77% to fill again. So I think, people do like to come back to Ireland, but for many people, particularly if they don't have Irish-American heritage, it's on their bucket list. They want to travel there at some point in the future. Once they've been, they will certainly consider going back again, but it may not happen in the short term, in 3 to 5 years after they've returned. But we're obviously encouraging people to try and go back and want to go back, and give them compelling reasons to go back more often. And certainly golfers do that. I mean, we've got a great golfing product, as you know, and you will find golfers going back on a more frequent basis, and they will cover different parts of the country. But fair to say that more than 70% of our visitors are first-timers, so we have to go out there and we have to compete, and we have so many great reasons to travel to Ireland. History, heritage, scenery, that great warmth of welcome, and lots of things happening. And last year, as many of your listeners know, I mean, it was the year of the gathering, and that was very significant in reigniting interest in Ireland and getting people to make the trip now rather than sometime in the future. And we have many things happening again. In fact, they have events and festivals, they happen year round, but a couple of new things this year which we think will provide new and exciting reasons to visit. One is the launch of the Wild Atlantic Way, which is, the world's longest coastal driving route, which stretches from the Inishowen Peninsula of Malin Head all the way down to Cork, Kinsale. And we also have, you know, other events such as the Limerick City of Culture, Ireland's first national City of Culture, sporting events such as the Croke Park Classic, which will see the, you know, college football teams from the University of Central Florida and Penn State compete for the Dan Rooney Trophy. So lots of things to, you know, to excite people, I think, to travel again in 2014. And a couple of other things I should mention before I finish is the great start of the Giro d'Italia, which is one of the great international cycling races, will start in Northern Ireland this year, and you will see a lot of international cyclists traveling around the scenic roads of Belfast, the Causeway Coast, Armagh, and Dublin, and that's in May. So lots of things happening, and we at Tourism Ireland are here to make it easy for people to make their travel arrangements and give them good reasons to go.
What many people may not be aware of is that there seems to be an increasing number of airlines that perhaps with the success of last year have committed now some to year-round air travel to Ireland. You know, we have Aer Lingus, but also American and Delta and United and US Air, JetBlue. There must be a benefit for them, number one, to commit to this year, and it does make it a lot easier for people who are right across America and North America, for that matter, to know that this is not going to be that obviously their travel to Ireland is going to leave numerous options.
Absolutely, and obviously as an island, it's important that you can get there easily. So getting there, certainly from the U.S. and Canada, has never been easier. From the U.S., we have direct services now from 10 gateways, including the launch of the new San Francisco to Dublin service at the beginning of April, which is, as many of your listeners will know, is going to be operated by Aer Lingus. In fact, direct airline capacity onto the island of Ireland has increased by 10% in 2014. And that follows a 26% increase in capacity that we saw last year in 2013. So outside of Aer Lingus, who has also obviously increased their capacity from Boston and New York to Shannon, it's back to a year-round service. We have Delta, we have American, we have US Airways, and we have United. And again, all of those airlines have added capacity to existing services. We're going to see an increase in access to Shannon, particularly in the new service from Chicago to Shannon, which United started last year. It was a short seasonal service. It's now going to be extended from May through to beginning of October. So right across the board, it's easier to get there. And from Canada, we've major breakthroughs. We have Aer Lingus starting a new service, a year-round service from Toronto to Dublin. We have Air Canada going year-round, and for the first time, and we have WestJet, who are flying from St. John's to Dublin. So it really is very easy to get there, and as a result of that, some very competitive fares are out there. But as you say, Adrian, airlines commit to service routes for commercial reasons. They're not doing it for emotional reasons. As much as they love Ireland, they're going there because they believe they can make money, and we at Tourism Ireland are very keen and proactive to work with them to make sure that those services are as successful as possible, particularly during the shoulder, the winter months, where it's more challenging for them. We need them to make money and again give people good reasons to travel in the off season, or the smart season, as we like to call it, in the sort of November through March period.
Terrific. And again, just as we remind everybody, information on Ireland. In my book, the www.ireland.com, that is the Bible of travel to Ireland, and mountains of information about Ireland, to the 32 counties of Ireland. And that website is updated so that when there are add-ons, you can be sure that when you log on to Ireland.com, you are getting the most current information and lots of ideas there.
That's absolutely right. It is the one-stop shop for travel. You can find out information on what's happening, places to visit, places to stay, places to eat, itineraries, And it'll also give you access to great to the, all of the airlines and tour operators that are featuring exciting packages to Ireland. So it's a great place to go. You can also follow us on Facebook, on Twitter. And if you are looking to green something this St. Patrick's Day, go onto ireland.com and link through to our social media campaign, and we'd love to have you participate in that.
Terrific. All right. I know that you also want to extend greetings to you to not only to those who are heading this year, but a lot of people who have become great ambassadors for Travel to Ireland in the banner year that was again so not only successful but was recognized as the top spot in Europe for travel last year.
It was, and we'd just like to thank everybody out there, particularly those of Irish American heritage who went back last year for the gathering, and even without that heritage, you love things about Ireland, as we say, if you're Irish born, bred, or in spirit, that decided to make Ireland your destination of choice. We're grateful for that, and we invite you to come back. But certainly for next year, or for 2014, we hope you will visit again. So from everybody at Tourism Ireland, we wish you a very happy St. Patrick's Day, and we look forward to seeing you in Ireland this year. As I said, it's never been easy to get there. Visit ireland.com for all your trip planning needs.
Thank you, Alison Metcalf. And again, would like to remind our listeners that on St. Patrick's Day, wherever you are throughout North America, for that matter, wherever you are in the world, we'd like you to know that we have the support of and the primary sponsorship for our programming on St. Patrick's Day, Tourism Ireland, www.ireland.com. Thank you, Alison.
Thank you, Adrian.